people keep talking when the world keeps down with you. Just remember you're beautiful. Don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul, and not losing control. You'll never lose yourself.
You step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture. Meet the Balinese people with a warm smile and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Kagapiro Kolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liang Kabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Legendary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world thrives a glorious civilization in North Sumatra. People live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape with a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature and the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition joyful, yet also potent. Mystifying rituals.
Thank you.
Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
At RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Every minute it makes me weep.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono IX was an Indonesian former vice president in 1970s, as well as former king of Yogyakarta, Sultanate in the special region of Yogyakarta, and one of the country's national heroes. He once said, "Retaliation will put you on a par with your enemy, but forgiveness will put you above your enemy." And of course, it's time for me to give you our next info. Well, if we're talking about working from everywhere, it sounds so good, right? So just remember, during the pandemic here in Indonesia, we were closed. It was closed for about 3 months, and then we are still here, actually. We are still broadcasting in 9 languages, but the live shows, actually, we made it into like it's like a magazine, so it's like a really good, but you can listen to the magazine. So there's a lot of programs that we put there, and we have a special content in there. Apparently, I made the most of the content, and of course, the Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar and also the Transportation Minister Dudi Purwagandhi convened to discuss a work from anywhere strategy as Silence Day and Nyepi and also Idul Fitri approach, aiming to manage anticipated increases in homecoming traffic. So during the meeting, Purwagandhi suggested implementing the WFA, or the Working from Anywhere plan, on March 24 to 27, 2025, to alleviate congestions during homecoming periods and offer more options or dates from homecomers to travel before Idul Fitri. And this year's Nyepi Day falls on March 29th, preceded by a joint leave for Nyepi Day on March 28th. Idul Fitri is predicted to fall on March 31st. So, yes, indeed. The holiday here is very special, because there's a lot of holidays during February to March, especially on March, because we are going to have our Idul Fitri holiday, which is so long, usually about 3 days or a week mostly. So I think it will be much better if there's a work from anywhere plan, so I can work from anywhere, right? I don't know about that, but I think I'm still going to accompany you here, even though we are accompanying you while you are traveling with your family and your loved ones. Be back.
Apa kabar mimpi-mimpimu? Apakah tinggal begitu saja? Apa kabar anda?
In a panoramic fishing town of Labuan Bajo. A perfect retreat for peace and tranquility. For those who seek adventure. Amazing dive sites. Magnificent underwater life in glassy seas. Exploring and discovering is never ending. Stunning landscape. Delight in the legendary Pink Beach. Uncovering Earth. See
the Nocturnal. And feast on the splendid scenery. Isolated to conserve. Land of the Dragons. Sanctuary for the endemic. Natural habitat of the giant lizards. Beautiful beasts. Magnificent journey into the wild. Komodo Island. Wonderful Indonesia.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
the Clouds is the nickname of the Yang Valley in central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of the Yang Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers have their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan sembilnya ya. Sembilnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Nah, kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak, harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai sore dua kali saya tanyain, enggak bela-belo itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dilokas.
Our journey to the Yang village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in the Yang. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and beautiful residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon the Yang village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlocks need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runcie dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runcie from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Kilarung air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of the Yang, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harusnya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. he initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa, mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saya jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, to visit a sacred water spring, we survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Pingalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the gods for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked two goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in the end since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya kok utama telur puyuh satu.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's cushions. There was also another cart with 4-colored tumpang. Tumpang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumpang rojong itu bawa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice, another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade, white means purity, where we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya, jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of the young people on the value of their tradition proves the tradition can coexist with modernization.
I'm coming your way. All you haters, you can say what you wanna. I'll rise higher when you say my name. I don't care about the rumors or drama. I'ma be fine, baby, I'm okay. Flying by the haters when I try. I go boom, boom, boom. Sending you a message when I'm right. I put my middle finger up. Don't you get me all wrong, just get out of my way. I've been rocking since day one, I know I'm not insane. Baby, I'm not high, so don't you waste my time. Cause all you haters can hate me now, but I'm never gonna change.
Flying by the haters when I try. I go boom, boom, boom. Sending you a message when I'm right. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up, I flip it up. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up. I flip it up. I go.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Jol. The song was popularized by Dol Sumbang, a musician from West Java. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who cannot resist the presence of an ex-lover who has often hurt and betrayed him. However, every time the ex comes back, he finds it difficult to resist her presence. Despite trying to close the heart, the ex keeps coming and forcibly opening the opportunity to her heart. In the end, the key to the heart is lost and remains open forever. Well, listener, here is the song Jol by Dol Sumbang. Enjoy!
Anjen datang deui sanggeus sababaraha kali ngahiana nganyenye coro 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 anjen datang deui co anjen datang deui ku aneh naku ribet lengleng hararese nutup hati. Coro 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 anjen datang deui.
Buku ringgi tutupku anjen dibuka.
Buka rusa pengselna.
Buku ringgi tutupku anjen dibuka.
Tutup buka lengit kocina.
Buku ringgi tutupku anjen dibuka.
Tutup buka lesok tulaknya. Pantemukan sana coba anjen datang deui kungsi ngahianat kungsi nganyenyeri kuring lengleng elek deui daek deui poho-poe kanakanyeri. Sabah
sekali ngatian nanya nyeri soro jo anjen dak sandai jo anjen dak sandai ku aneh nak kurim bet leng leng harap nutup hati soro jo anjen dak sandai
ku kurim
tutupuka rusak engselna
tutupuka
lengkip kocina tutupuka lesot tulakna nama pantomuka salilala jo anjen datang deui kungsi ngahianat kungsi nganyeri kuring lengkeng eleh daek deui poso poe kena kanyeri
kuring itu
tutupuka rusak engselna
Over 17,000 islands stretching between two oceans. Studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else. Dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. Home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round.
Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Newsline. The Minister of Primary and Secondary Education emphasized the urgency of providing quality education for all citizens in alignment with the 1945 Constitution and President Prabowo Subianto's Astacita's missions. Minister of Trade, Budi Santoso said that the export value of Indonesian furniture and handicraft products on the world market would reach 2.22 billion US dollars or 36.07 trillion rupiah in January to November 2024. Budi also said that Indonesia is in the 19th place in the world as a supplier of furniture and handicrafts. In 2023, the export value of these products will reach 2.46 billion US dollars with an annual growth trend of 2.62% in the last 5 years. That was Newsline.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back again to Indonesia Today, and you're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia at voinews.id, and of course to RRI Digital and RRI Net. And Nuka's gonna be here to give you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. I will give you one of wonderful song to listen. This time is coming from Project Pop with Kalahkan Dengan Cinta.